This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. It is campaign season. And over in eastern Washington, in the 5th District, the easternmost congressional district, a political outsider is running against one of the most powerful insiders, a powerful Republican in the House, Kathy McMorris Rodgers. Joe Pocotis is a Democrat, born and raised on the Colville Reservation in eastern Washington. Joe Pocotis is no stranger to tribal politics, but a congressional campaign to unseat a popular Republican in a red district? That's something he never set out to do. It was the Democrats who courted him. And to this day, Joe Pocotis can't put his finger on why.
Oh, boy, I don't really know that part of it. You know, campaigning for this type of position versus campaigning for a tribal position is quite a bit different, you know, because you're only dealing with our population. I was dealing with maybe 400 or 500 people.
And they probably all knew you to start
with. And they all knew me to start with, and some were family and some were friends, and that's quite a bit easier, you know, and you're just basically going out and visiting with them. And here it's quite a bit different. You know, the fundraising was number one, to make sure you get enough money to actually open up the office.
Hey, what's your pitch? If I'm one of your constituents and you drive up and get out of your car or your truck and you come over to me and say, "Hi, I'm Joe Pocotis," what's your pitch to me?
Well, I talked to them about a little bit about my history, where I come from, and that I come from rural America. I come from poverty. You know, I spent some time in foster care, foster homes, and, you know, we were relocated off the reservation for a number of years, you know, the hardships that we went through. Basically, let them know that there is hope. And, you know, together that we can stop the damage and we can actually make a better future for our communities and our families and our children.
I mean, part of your story is your personal ability to overcome personal difficulties, right?
Yes, yes.
What were those difficulties you overcame?
Well, some of them, there's a lot of dysfunction on Indian reservations early on. You know, the relocation, we were actually removed from the reservation, and we went to California. My dad was trained as a boat builder. And back then, they would do that with Indian people so that they wouldn't need a reservation or wouldn't need a home to come back to, so they could terminate the reservations. Mm. That was one of the ploys that the federal government came up with. But we come back, and then a lot of dysfunction, a lot of alcoholism, and that's when we ended up in the foster home. You know, those are things that I overcome. You know, I never, ever did use drugs in my life. I experimented with alcohol up until about 6 months before I actually become legal age to actually drink. And I didn't want my type of life for my kids. So I kind of molded where I was headed as far as that, just the hardships that I'd gone through. Just, I think that kind of resonates in rural communities, rural areas, because we got so many people and poverty rates are so high. That's where I come from. I come from the reservation, you know, and it's very poor, and you know, I understand that. I see that. And I guess my compassion is different than somebody that, you know, didn't have to live through that kind of life.
You're listening to Joe Pocotis. He's running for representative in Washington's 5th Congressional District. He's a Democrat. He's running against Kathy McMorris Rodgers, who's fairly established there. She's running for her 6th term, and she's also gotten kind of high up in the Republican Party leadership in Congress. Now, Joe, I've heard you quoted as saying that the Native American culture you come from is in some ways at odds with running for politics in the district. Could you explain that a little bit further?
I don't know if I really said that, but one of the things, you know, I come from rural America, rural communities, and most people that have run for these types of offices come from the urban areas, you know, and I'm coming in from the way outside, and nobody really knows Joe Pocotis.
What's the hardest part for you about campaigning for Congress?
Fundraising. You know, that's something that isn't part of our cultures and traditions, is the fundraising and, you know, going out and asking people for dollars.
What's the most challenging thing for you, Joe Pocotis, about asking people for money?
Actually, just asking them for money. You know, I have scripts and everything else that I've been worked on, and people have sit down with me and went over the ask and, you know, telling the story, and that's the most difficult thing.
So let's play this out, Joe. You've told me about your personal background, how you've overcome adversity in your own life, how you've lived the difficult life that many of your constituents have lived. Give me your ask.
Okay. Normally, you know, I call somebody on the phone or knock there on the door and let them know I'm Joe Pakotas. I'm running for Congress in the 5th Congressional District, born and raised in Eastern Washington. I'm one of you. And we have a huge, huge challenge before us. And that challenge is the poverty rates within the 5th Congressional District, and they're just getting worse.
Joe, that's great. Good luck with it. Good luck. Good to meet you.
Yeah. So what I do is I'll ask them for a contribution. And if they cannot contribute dollars, then I'll ask them if they would be willing to volunteer to help out in other areas on the campaign.
You kind of got to be a salesman, don't you?
Oh, definitely do. And that's something that I'm good at making money, but I'm not good at asking for money.
You know, people tell you this is an unwinnable race. Why run in an unwinnable race?
I've always been up to challenges. Every step of my life has always been a challenge for me, and I've overcome all the challenges. And looking at the actual race itself and kind of going through some of the numbers prior to me accepting the challenge, I looked at that and I thought, this, you know, we can do this. Knowing the desperation, I guess, of what the American people are looking at today, she just happens to be the leader of the most dysfunctional, most inactive Congress in history. And it's not going to get any better. You know, because right now, 1 in 5 people in the 5th Congressional District live on food stamps. You know, that's 20% of the people in the 5th that live on food stamps.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is. And 1 in 6 people live below the federal poverty level, which isn't that high to begin with. And our unemployment rates are 30% higher than the federal unemployment rates levels. So those are numbers that need to be corrected and that can be corrected.
That's Joe Pakotas running for the 5th Congressional District, which includes Spokane and Pullman. The incumbent is Kathy McMorris Rodgers, a leader in the House, a leader in the Republican Party. She gave the Republican response to President Obama's last State of the Union address. By most every poll, Kathy McMorris Rodgers is going to win. Joe Pakotas agrees that she is a leader, but he says she's the leader of the most dysfunctional Congress in history. Representative McMorris Rodgers says the blame for the dysfunction is not on the House, it falls on the Senate.
I think it's over 350 bills now that are sitting over in the Senate waiting for action. And I am proud of the fact that we have led on bills that will help get our economy growing, get people back to work. Bills on health care, both to protect people from the harmful impacts of Obamacare as well as to outline a way forward on health care. But we need the Senate to act. And I'm someone that looks for opportunities to work across the aisle. I co-chair the Military Family Caucus with Sanford Bishop. He's a Democrat out of Georgia. He actually flew out to Fairchild in August, and we held a military family summit. And how often do you hear of a member from the other party flying across the country for someone? And, you know, Congress is about building relationships so that we can get solutions and move the country forward. And that's the approach that I'm taking, and I'm going to continue to take.
Do you think the current Congress is effective?
I've been disappointed that on so many issues we've not seen where we've had that we've gone through regular order to get things done. Now, the last few months, we have seen some successes, which were long overdue, but there's a lot more work that needs to be done, and it really means that the House needs to do their job, the Senate needs to do their job, so that we can get legislation onto the president's desk.
Kathy McMorris Rodgers, what do you see as the key issues that face Washington's 5th District, and what have you done on those issues?
Well, I think that the key issue, probably the most important priority, job creation, creating those opportunities that come through a job. What I have done in that regard is focused on policies that I think are going to help create jobs. I was a strong supporter of the Skills Act, which is looking at providing more workforce training in those areas where we find that we have jobs that are going unfilled because of a lack of a skilled workforce. Also, the legislation that I worked on, one of a handful of bills that President Obama signed, was related to promoting hydropower projects. And the estimates are that this could also create hundreds of jobs and maybe thousands across the country in promoting smaller hydropower projects.
You know, we asked your Democratic opponent, Joe Pocotis, the same question. What's the most important thing facing the district? And I wanted you to hear what he had to say.
You know, because right now, 1 in 5 people in the 5th Congressional District live on food stamps.
I don't know if you could hear that or not, but he was saying one in five people in the district are relying on food stamps. And I understand you voted for cuts in food stamps, the SNAP program. How would you address the issue of food assistance that Joe Pocotis says is really the prime one in your district?
Well, you know, there were some reforms made to SNAP as a part of the Farm Bill. You know, absolutely, that's an important program, and for people that need those food stamps, we want them to be available. What we have seen and the changes that were made to the food stamp program were really related to enforcing the eligibility and making sure that the money that is dedicated to this important program to meet the needs of people that is significant in needing this program in their life, these food stamps, that they'll be made available to them. And in addition to just the food stamps, I would say that this is where we need more jobs too. We need more opportunities for people so that they don't feel like they're so dependent upon a program like the food stamp program.
We're talking to Kathy McMorris Rogers, the 5th District Congressmember running for a 6th term. Some Democrats say the GOP is waging a war on women. Others say that it's just a political strategy on the part of the Democrats. Joe Pocotis told us that's an issue that resonates with the voters he talks to. What do you have to say about that?
I think there is no, let's see, what do they call it, a war on women? There's
right.
No war on women being waged. I think there's a war for women and for women's votes. You know, I'm someone that has had tremendous opportunities as a woman in this country. It's exciting to see women reaching new heights, and I do want to empower women, encourage women to be risk takers, to believe in themselves, and to see what they can do. I want to encourage women to run for office, get involved. I helped lead a package of bills even this summer that was about empowering women. And I think so often, you know, sometimes people like to suggest that a government program is the best way to help. What women want is that they want to be empowered to make the best decisions for themselves and to have opportunities. I think it's exciting that women are starting 2 out of 3 businesses. Women make 85% of the healthcare decisions in this country, and they want to be able to make those decisions for themselves, not a government that decides for them.
You've already served 5 terms. Why are you running again?
I'm running again because I want to continue to represent the great people of Eastern Washington and to move Eastern Washington forward and work on issues and projects that will provide more opportunity for the people of Eastern Washington.
Kathy McMorris Rogers, the incumbent in Washington's 5th Congressional District. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.